Welcome to the Achievable FINRA podcast. I'm Tyler, the founder of Achievable, and we have affordable courses for the FINRA SIE, Series 6, Series 7, 63, 65, and 66 exams with industry best pass rates. Each Achievable course includes everything you need to pass the first time. A full textbook, videos on key topics, thousands of questions backed by our memory-enhancing algorithm, and full-length practice exams. You can try it out for free at achievable.me, and if you like it, use the code PODCAST to get you 10% off at checkout. This podcast was made from a video by Achievable's FINRA course author, Brandon Rith. If you'd like to have the visual aid of a video, please go to Achievable's YouTube channel and search for the video by the same name.
A market order is one of four primary types of orders that an investor may place when attempting to buy or sell a security. Let's make sure we talk about the limitations of this type of order, the benefits, and what type of investor in what circumstance would use a market order. There are three primary things we need to know about market orders. The first is how immediate these types of orders are. A market order is a way for an investor to instruct their broker-dealer to buy or sell a security at the next available price. Some broker-dealers in our modern digital age today can execute market orders in less than 1 second. So if you're placing a buy market order, by the time you hit the click on your mouse and you refresh your screen, the shares are already in your account, the trade's been executed, it's over. The next important thing to know is a guarantee. A lot of orders come with some form of a guarantee, and that guarantee could either be a guarantee for execution, meaning that as soon as this order is placed, we are promised to get what we're looking to buy or sell, or there is a guarantee in relation to price, meaning that the transaction will not happen unless the market price for the security is in a specific range. Now, with a market order, the guarantee is on execution. As soon as an investor submits a market order into the system, it gets executed and in most cases is done within a few seconds or less. So market orders are guaranteed to be executed once they're submitted. Now, the only exception to that would be maybe if there is a completely illiquid security, meaning that no one is buying or selling that security. It's possible I submit a market order for a security that no one is trading and it doesn't go through, but that's relatively rare when that occurs. And oftentimes before you place a trade for a type of security like that, your broker-dealer will stop you, say, hey, this is a security that no one's trading. You might want to submit some other type of order to protect yourself, like a limit order. Now, the reason why you might see language like that would be a market order goes through at the next available price, whatever that next available price is. So while there's an execution guarantee with market orders, there is no price guarantee. And this is the big risk that investors face with this type of order. If an investor places a market order and something weird is going on, or maybe they're placing the trade when the market's closed, it's quite possible that next available price is completely different than what they were expecting. For example, let's say a stock closes today at $50 per share in the market. And let's say we're thinking about buying some more shares of this stock, and maybe it's midnight where we are. If we place a market order to buy shares of that stock overnight when the market is not open, and let's say overnight some good news came out about the company, maybe it's a healthcare company and they just cured cancer, and their stock price shoots through the roof from 50 bucks on the previous day to 150 bucks the next day. If our market order is still in place by the time the market opens the next day, that order will go through at the opening price, let's say it's 150, and in that scenario, we end up paying three times the amount than we originally expected. We thought, hey, it closed at 50. If we place a market order to buy, we'll probably buy somewhere close to 50, but then something changes overnight, stock price triples overnight, which is relatively rare, but could happen, and then we end up buying the stock for a much more expensive price. That is the risk with a market order. Execution is guaranteed, but price is not. The last important thing to know about a market order is the time frame that we associate with market orders. When an investor submits anything other than a market order, they have to choose between two general time frames for the order, and those are day or good till cancel. A lot of times we call that GTC. A day order is exactly what it sounds like. This type of order will cancel if it doesn't get executed by the end of the day. A good till cancel order also is exactly what it sounds like. It'll stay as an active order in the system until it executes or until it is canceled by the customer. one or the other. Remember what we talked about earlier. Market orders go through at the next available price. So whether we place the order while the market's open or even when it's closed, as soon as the market is able to fill that order, it executes right away. Of course, there are exceptions like we talked about up front, if it's say an illiquid security that no one's trading, but for 99.9% of securities out there, when a market order is submitted, it goes through immediately. So with that being said, market orders always default to being day orders. In fact, if you try to submit a market order as a GTC order, most of the time your broker dealer will not even accept the order in that state. Oftentimes they won't even let you choose. It just defaults to being a day order. So bottom line, market orders are always considered day orders. Now that we've learned about market orders, let's test ourselves. Let's look at a practice question together. We'll put it up on the screen. If you want to, go ahead and pause the video, see if you can answer the question yourself. And when you're ready, hit the play button and we'll talk about it together. Okay, let's look at it together. An investor places a market order for a security. What statements related to this order type are false? Now, the first thing, before we even look at the answers, it is so important for you on this exam to do something that I call RTFQ. Read the full question. The frustrating part about a lot of securities licensing exams is that, yeah, you have to know the material to consistently get questions right, but a lot of times the test writers will set up tricky questions, sometimes with double negatives. They'll throw in a couple, hey, all the following are false, except those types of questions are frustrating, but they're also testing your ability to approach a question in a systematic, cool, calm, collected manner. If you're just rushing through your exam and just blow through this question and look at the statements below, you might end up answering the exact opposite of what they're looking for because you're saying, hey, you know, what are the true statements in front of me? Oftentimes, test questions are going to ask you for the true statements, but there will likely be at least a handful of questions on your exam that are going to ask you, what are the false statements? All the following are true except. So make sure you're reading through the full question and know exactly what you're looking for when you get to the answers. Now, this is a 1-2-3-4 formatted question. And if we look below, it's 1-3, 1-4, 2-3, 2-4. So we basically need to pinpoint the two false statements. We know about market orders. So maybe what we should do first is identify the correct answers and then confirm that the other two are indeed false. Now, looking at 1 and 2, that's discussing the guarantees that we talked about earlier. Remember, market orders are guaranteed to be executed. There's no price guarantee. We submit a market order, we're gonna get the next available price, which will probably be pretty close to what the market price was prior to us submitting the order. But the reality is we don't know exactly what price it'll go through at. So there's no price guarantee, but there is an execution guarantee. Between 1 and 2, 1 is the true statement. Execution is guaranteed. So that makes 2 one of the two answers that they're looking for up here. 2 is a false statement. Price is not guaranteed, so we'll go ahead and earmark that. Answers 3 and 4 are focusing on the time frame that we associate with market orders. And as we discussed earlier, market orders default to being day orders always. Even if we tried to attach a GTC to a market order, our broker dealer wouldn't let us submit that type of order. So day orders are the default, and they're always considered day orders no matter what, which makes answer number 3 the true statement. With that being said, answer number 4 has got to be the false statement. The investor is not choosing if it's day or good till cancel. That's not their choice. That means answer choice 4 is false, and that is what we're looking for. So to summarize all that, answer choices 1 and 3 are true statements. Those are true for market orders. Answer choices 2 and 4 are false. That is what the prompt is asking for. And that is our answer.